They trying to swagger jack me real quick. We in the building.
Yeah, we in the building. How you doing, man?
What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of the Black Men Win podcast right here live from the podcast movement right here in Washington, D.C. at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention
Center. This thing is dope, bro.
This thing is
stupid dope. You see the view out there?
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
You saw the view out there? Man?
Yes.
I was like, look at the water, bro.
Like, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Even the ducks are beautiful.
Well, we got my guy, Mr. Antonio James, is in the building. How are you, my... I had to get you on, right? Because yeah. Just came back from an event.
Okay.
And I seen my guy over there working. And I always love black men who work. You understand what I'm saying?
BMW, black men win and work.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why are you here at Podcast Movie?
Man, listen, man. You know what? I got to say this right now, man. I'm not here for myself.
Amen.
I tell you this. Our lives are not our own. I have a beautiful baby sister. Oh, black men, y'all slipping. Y'all slipping, boy, I'm telling you. She's beautiful. She's courageous. She's brilliant.
Yes.
So 8 years ago, we had a podcast, mm-hmm. and the podcast was it was like a bad marriage. You know what I'm saying?
It happens sometimes, like, and that's okay.
So our podcast didn't work out. So a year ago, she came to me and she said, "Hey, bro, I want to set up a business to where we can help first time podcasters succeed."
Really?
So the purpose of what we do is, listen, you got a podcast out here. Y'all make it quick. You got a podcast out here. We test everything for you. We test, like, your logo, your audio, your demographics, all that. You send us your first episode, we run it out. You get your results back in a week. That way you can fix whatever you got to fix, and you can send it back out. This is one-stop shopping for make sure that your best product is your best product going out. It's 100% pure, and when you get it, you're going to feel good about it because you know it's going to be the best product that you can put out there. She came up with that, so I'm here for the support because, like I said, we're family. If we don't support each other, who else going to support us?
Amen
to
that.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just out here to make sure that she, you know, like our dad took care of our mom. It's my job to take care of my sister.
Talk a little bit about that, because when we talk about entrepreneurship, even in podcasting, and we talk about support,
mm-hmm.
entrepreneurship does not see a lot of support.
No, not at all.
From even its own kinfolk, right? So when you say my sister is here and I'm here as her back,
mm-hmm.
to catch her if she falls, to support her in any of her endeavors. Y'all just sat here, you just sat here and said 8 years in the podcast game and y'all stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all transformed that into another vision to help others.
Yes.
That is dope.
Well, thank you.
Because most people tuck their tail and run. Especially after 8 years of doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether the podcast was, as you put it, a bad marriage or whatever like that, now, right?
I wasn't ready for that.
I think the initial lessons that you guys got from, you know, doing the podcast, the production, the post-production, everything, because I can just assume you guys were doing everything yourself.
We did everything. It was straight grassroots.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're taking that knowledge and helping other first-time podcasters. How was it... in the session that we were just in, how was it talking to some of the creators and the podcasters in here?
So y'all listen. So I'm sitting there, she's doing her spiel, and mm-hmm. mind you, we've been practicing like over a month.
Right.
Okay. At first she got a little bit nervous, but then when she got in her groove, she was ready to go. I found my passion being a teacher a long time ago.
Wow. And how long you been in the teaching space?
No, just teaching.
Oh, just teaching, period.
Just teaching.
Right.
I actually learned this in the military.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Thank
you for your service.
Well, no problem at all.
Oh, of course.
So here was the thing. When you see that light bulb. You ever see that light bulb?
Oh,
when
they come on
get
now.
It,
yep.
When they get it. And I
and
they
like,
it.
Ah.
So when they saw it, it was like, okay. So then I would look at her and I said, okay, continue that line of thought that you're going with.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people... you want to be a podcast and you love it, you have a great idea, but you don't necessarily understand how,
right?
And there aren't teachers, because one thing about people in general, they don't like sharing knowledge.
Absolutely.
I'm all about sharing the knowledge. For example, I would tell you, if you're doing your podcast, 30 to 45 minutes, no more than an hour, is that sweet spot.
It is a sweet spot. That is a fact.
Spot. Okay, but most people
won't tell
you that.
He's not wrong.
They won't tell you.
Unless you love long-form podcasting, which I do long-form podcasting on one of my podcasts, but he is super correct when it comes to that because, again, people's attention spans are not as high as they once were.
Oh, God, no.
As we can see when it comes to social media and the 15-second, the 60-second video, that's it, right? That's all people can take. So I knew getting into podcasting back in the day, long form was good. Mm. And then after a while, 2 hours, that's too much.
That was our first podcast.
3 hours, that's too much. Yeah. An hour and a half, that's... Now, once people started complaining about an hour and a half, I didn't care at that point. Because I'm just like, at that point, I'm going to put out what's going to get put out. Now, if you're going to watch it, you're going to watch it. We're going to get some good content out of this now.
Your hardcore people are going to follow you.
That's a fact.
Your hardcore people, it don't matter if it's 4 hours.
That's a fact. It's like, and it's like he's watching, right. And
like
he's
watching,
right.
It's like watching Justice League.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was coming at a four-hour movie. And I'm like, oh, no, 4 hours. You got into it, buddy.
That's a fact. That's
but
a
your
fact.
Your hardcore people are going to follow you. But back to what you were saying, it's like it was information. And I understood that being a teacher, like, you ain't got to be certified for that, but like it's that light bulb moment.
Absolutely.
And when I saw that, it was over 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
And so a quick question. So I was in the military, and this guy, he wasn't catching what I was trying to teach him.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, I was like, I tried other stuff. I said, hold on for a second. What's your favorite rock band? He loves Kiss.
Oh, nice.
So what I did is I would do this and do his command, but as a song.
Mm-hmm.
So I could hear him. I could see him when he was like, so what song reminds you this? Oh, this. Well, do this command, this right here. Light bulb click.
Boom.
Once he got it, and I could see him actually with the music in his head when we was working.
Right.
Once he got it, he was going. That was one of the most, and what was crazy about that moment was he actually went to combat with one of my people, one of my friends that was another unit.
Right.
And so, and he was like, I was the best teacher you ever had.
Wow.
Now, we talking about combat. We talking about actual bullets and stuff whizzing by you or whatever. And he went with that. He's still in the military now. He's like, almost ready to retire.
Wow.
Yeah. A country kid from a town in Arkansas.
And so taking that knowledge of teaching, just teaching in combat, now you teaching in podcasting.
Yes.
Right? And I love that you guys are giving first-time podcasters an avenue to succeed.
Yes.
Because as I've told most people here at Podcast Movement, we're a small but medium but growing, you know, production company. We have four shows under our belt. I am the host, the production.
You everything,
I'm
bro.
Everything. I'm the face. We're here at Podcast Movement, and you see who here, right?
You see who here.
So it's that. So I always say, like, I'm kind of the bridge between the industry and the small podcasters down here who are just kind of just starting out. So the fact that you guys are creating avenues that weren't privy to me when I was really getting into podcasting, because there were no avenues for independent podcasters. You know this.
Yes.
There was no avenues for indie podcasters when we were coming up at this time. And I started podcasting in 2017.
There was years ago. So if you don't mind me asking, what got you into it?
I got into podcasting because I wanted to start my broadcasting media career.
Okay.
So this opened doors for me in the spaces of getting to learn my voice, understand the metrics of my voice, understand how I can read off the teleprompter, all of that good stuff. Like, I'm not just podcasting, right?
Yeah.
For me, I'm learning post-production, audio production, pre-production, video production. I'm taking everything in media that I'm soaking up through podcasting and applying it to every other avenue that's being afforded to me.
Gotcha.
So podcasting has literally kind of created new lanes for me. And I'm super, super proud of that. Super proud of that.
So can I ask you, okay, so where do you see yourself 5 years from now, sir?
I want to, honestly,
yeah,
continue to do this.
Okay.
On a more broader scale. Continuing to create shows, maybe not these shows, maybe these shows, you know, maybe get obsolete after a few, but creating shows, creating content, producing shows.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be more in the background type thing.
Okay.
More in the background of video production, audio production. I don't mind being the host, the face, but that's a lot.
It's really hard
being the talent, and trying to keep the face, keep the smile, you know, making sure that you're on kind of every time. You know,
listen,
so
you're seeing me now because like I'm enjoying it, but it's like if you do this every week and you're
mm-hmm.
in front, it's hard to go from
bow.
And when that light comes on, you gotta be ready. So I envy the Brian Gumbels of the world. You know what I'm saying? Even
Shannon Sharpe's of the world. Yeah,
yeah. Because when that light is on, you gotta be ready.
And he'll tell you
it's hard.
When there's, I'm tired.
Yeah,
he'll tell you I'm tired. Stephen A. Smith, I'm tired. But they're working, and that is the motivation for me personally. Mm-hmm. When I see other black men in the space that I want to be, or that I'm in, mm-hmm. not that I want to be in, but that I'm in.
Because you're in here.
I'm in here now. That I'm in doing it on such a huge level. No, seeing that, that lets me know I can do that. I can not only do that, I can be that. I'm doing that. And I'm doing it at a high level.
You know what? I got to say this. So I want you to let's talk about this for a second. Let's go to Shannon. Can I say about Shannon Sharpe?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I hate Skip Bayless. Hate is a strong word, but I've actually met Skip Bayless.
You've met Skip Bayless.
Skip is.
And how was Skip Bayless? He is a culture
vulture.
Mm.
He is a culture vulture.
A lot of people have said that.
He is definitely a culture vulture. He was the king of clickbait before there was clickbait.
That is a fact. I have heard that a lot in my life.
And a lot of people in the sports industry do not like Skip Bayless. That means because they understand what he's about.
Right.
Isn't it amazing that two black men are like, their words almost like Stephen A. Smith. Say what you want to say about
him. Say what you want to say. Mm-hmm.
He ruled the landscape.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Shannon Sharpe. Lisp and all.
Yep. Killing
country
it.
Accent, killing it.
Killing it.
You name me another, any other demographic aside, them two men out here right now is killing it like that right now. It's amazing the power of our voice. Our voices, woo, we are powerful, brother.
Yes.
And you know this.
Absolutely.
You know this.
Absolutely.
So I can see you right now. I'm going to look back at this interview and be like, man, I met this brother, man, a couple of years ago. Look at him now, bro. Have his own network.
Man, you're right.
BMW network.
I'm excited. I'm excited for what God is going to do. For me, I've been doing this for 8 years, and I'm still loving every minute of it. I still get the little butterflies, little goosebumps, all in it. Like this right here is a moment for me doing this at Podcast Movement, having the ability to bring my equipment with me because I started podcasting with my phone. Doing it off my phone.
Ooh, okay. You had a little microphone.
Oh, not even.
Just a straight.
Listen.
You had the straight, like the phone? Like.
I did it straight from, and if you had an iPhone back then, you know that iPhone has voice memos.
Yes.
So I would do my podcast off of voice memos. And I did that. That was 2017. And I did, you can say to me, I did about 50 episodes off of voice memos until the company that I was with went obsolete.
Got you.
So then that's when I had to go from the computer to the mic to an adapter to the pod track. And now the pod track, we're all set up.
I got you.
You know, so this is exciting, man. I appreciate you for coming on the show. Thank you so much.
No problem at all, brother. Hey, man, I appreciate you. No,
absolutely. Hey, keep
nobody
grinding
dap,
and helping.
Nobody grab dap like we do, bro.
Listen, and keep grinding and helping these first-time podcasters. There's a lot of first-time podcasters here at Podcast Movement that are looking for that help.
Can I let them know what
absolutely. Go ahead. Yeah, that's the space.
Okay, so I love podcasting. Podcasting loves me, and you love the same thing, too. Thank you, brother, for the space.
Absolutely,
right here.
Absolutely.
So listen, if you want to, if you're a first-time podcaster or even somebody that's got a few podcasts but trying to figure out your listeners aren't, it ain't jumping, excuse my grammar, but I got you on that, go to pilotpodcast.com, PILOTPODCASTS.com. If you cannot reach us at pilotpodcast.com, you can go to crystalwaters@pilotpodcast.com. Over 10 years in the industry, you hit her up, she will hit you right back. And listen, your podcast, I'm not going to say it's going to jump off on the first one, but at least you'll have the proper stepping stone to be able to go forward and say, that's I right. know that this is going to be the best it can be. And absolutely. That's what we're here for, because listen, our lives are not our own. And we touch everybody, whether the negative or positive way, but it's going to be positive. So mess with us, Pilot Podcast.
Pilot Podcast. We'll have that in the description below when we put the episode out. Antonio,
brother,
thank you again. Appreciate you.
Thank you, my man.
No problem. Again, thank y'all. Make sure that you like, comment, subscribe. And again, I want to say thank y'all to making us an award-nominated podcast, the People's Choice Podcast Awards. We are nominated for Best Black Hosted Podcast.
Yo.
So I'm very excited about that. And coincidental, we are up against the Club Shay Shays and the Nightcaps of the world. You feel what I'm saying? So we are in the building, right? Yeah. So I'm proud of that. Thank y'all so much. And we'll be back for another one. And this has been another one, okay? I love y'all. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. And we'll see y'all on the next one.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate
no problem,
that, man.
Thank you.
No, really, thank you, bro. I mean, seriously, bro. Because, like, we, man, listen, man. She came to me last year, and it was amazing, man. It was amazing. It took